Good time.
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times,
yeah, yeah,
good
yeah.
times. Keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times.
Easy credit to rip off,
good times.
Scratching and surviving,
good times.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com mortgage jungle. It's Kevin Miller and inappropriate
good
Uncle
time,
Bubba
baby.
Back in the
good
house.
Time.
And we are here to talk about the thing you've been thinking about all week, the thing that keeps your
life going.
Keeps you going to your job. You gotta
spurring
pay off. You gotta have something to pay off.
That moment when
let's
we're
making a mortgage.
Come to the radio and listen to us.
So make sure you text us today. We want to make sure we answer your questions for you. If you're trying to buy a house, you're trying to refinance, get a home equity loan, maybe an FHA loan, a VA loan, a first-time buyer, second-time buyer. There's all kinds of loan situations out there. Text us your question to 972-849-9363. Yes, it's a different number this week.
They don't know that.
It's a different number, 972-849-9363. Again, one more time, 972-849-9363. 9363. That's the number you can text us at. Make sure you get in touch with us early and often so we can get your questions answered here. Bubba,
yep.
Interesting times out there in the world of mortgages.
It's all about mortgage, not about anything sports or anything like that. Just
imagine having mortgage. Those mortgages in your brain for 30 years. People's mortgages, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Loan timers.
Trying to get people money. People stressed out trying to get their money for your home loan and you're not quite sure what to do, make sure you give us a call. We can straighten it out for you. Make it nice and simple. This is not a mortgage application show, and it's really not a sales show. It's just an information show for you. It's really about getting you going down the right path so you're making a good decision. And, yeah, we want you to call TexasLending.com when it's time to get your mortgage done, whether it's going to be today or tomorrow or a year from now. You can get in touch with us anytime by going to our website at TexasLending.com. Bubba, the rates keep dancing, man. They are moving all the time, every day. One day we're seeing them drop by 0.25%. The next day they're up 0.25%. I think yesterday they hit the high for the week.
Yes.
And so you just got to get your mortgage in there. And then when you feel like you're ready to lock it, lock it.
Lock it.
You know, get in touch. Bubba, what are you seeing? People, are they frustrated with the movement of the you
no,
quote them?
No, not really.
You quote them and then they want to lock and you go, well, the rate just moved. Now I gotta re-quote you.
It doesn't seem to be like that. I mean, I think everybody is out there now and realizes after 3 or 4 years of this that it's the new norm.
Yep. That's yeah. where you're gonna be. Where you're gonna
it's
find
like the
rates,
stock market.
You're gonna find most of your rates, be conventional VA, FHA, you're gonna find most of them between 6 and 8%. Most. In that category there, they're all going to have different APRs associated with them with different mortgage insurances and such. It depends on whether you're getting a 15-year mortgage, you have great credit, you have a lot of equity. What are the things that are going to make you get the best rate? We want to always share that with you here. So right now you have these mortgage rates that are near the kind of the middle of where they've been in the last several years. They've been 0.5% lower than where they are right now. And they've been 0.5% higher where they are right now in the last 3 years. So you're right in the middle of it. And you never know which is the good time. So here's the thing. If you can save a bunch of money on your credit cards, right? When you signed up for your credit card, you didn't say, well, I'm going to wait for credit cards to go to 28.5. They're at 29 right now. I'm not going to get a credit card until that rate's at 28.5%. People don't think that way, but now you got $30,000, $40,000 of credit card debt at 28%. That's no good. So if you're out there now and you can get yourself a 7, 7.5% rate on a cash out refinance or something like that, let's give it a shot and find out if that's something you can do. Maybe your rate's a little bit higher than that, but it's better than 28%. Save that money on the interest that you're paying. That's where all the rub is right there, is saving the money on the interest payments that you have. If you're trying to buy a house, some of you are renting out there, there's some great programs out there. We have what they call the 2-1 buy down. You know, you can do a 2-1 buy down on an FHA loan. You can do it on a conventional loan. You can do buy downs on VA loans. And those are those loans where your start rate is lower than your final rate. They're typically fixed rates. And here's the thing is, some of you might be able to have the seller of the home buy your rate down for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
There are motivated sellers out there, and a 2-1 buy down is simply paying some upfront interest at closing to buy your rate down for the first 2 years. And that's what a 2-1 buy down is. You're either paying it upfront at closing, or you're going to have a higher rate.
And or so, if the loan amount's more, they can get it just bought down anyway.
Well, yeah, you're
with the closing costs, because a lot of the closing costs are 6%. So that never really covers.
If you have 6%. A larger loan amount, what yeah. Bubba's saying is, if you have a larger loan amount, it's hard to do in the smaller loan amounts.
Yep.
But on the larger loan amounts, larger, I'm going to say 350 and higher, there are opportunities to help buy your rate down. Either with a 2-1 buy down or a regular rate buy down. This is a lot of gobbledygook, but I don't know. It's one of the gooks. And text us your questions, though, at 972-849-9363. We want to have your questions here. And so, yeah, people are out there trying to buy a home, and they're thinking, what do I do? Do I do a 2-1 buy down? Do I buy my rate down? The sellers are motivated. There are a lot of homes in the market, and you can go to that seller. You can go out there with your realtor. First thing you got to do is you got to go get your house hunting license, which is basically an approval letter from TexasLending.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go house hunting. And so when you go house hunting with your realtor, you have this thing, and you can go to the seller and say, seller, pay a couple points or 2% of the sales price to buy my rate down. And now your rate's bought down. You can say, get me a 2-1 buy down. Instead of you starting at 7, maybe you're starting at 5%. Maybe instead of 6.5, you're starting at 4.5% for the first year. These are some opportunities that you may not know about that we can talk with you about. And you can text us those questions at 972-849-9363.
Yeah. Immediately have a question here, Kevin. It says, I am looking for a new build in the McKinney area. The builder's preferred lender is offering a rate 1 point lower than the market. What are the potential downsides to using the builder's preferred lender? I am a first-time home buyer.
Okay. Some of the downfalls of getting a preferred lender from a builder are that their rates are higher. Okay, so your 1% lower than your start rate might be the rate that everyone else is quoting out there. And so what the builder has done is they've inflated their home value. And they're going to use that inflated home value to pay for buying your rate down. If they're going to buy it down by 1%, I don't know if that's a permanent buy down or if that's a full-time buy down. But if they're going to say, well, so I can say to you, well, here, our rate's 8%, and we're going to buy it down to 7. Well, the rate might be 7 in the market. I know companies that do that. Mm-hmm. The rate's 7. They make it sound really pretty. It's an offer that's not an offer. And so they say, we're going to buy it down. Now, you can shop that. Here's the problem. Is the builders are in control of this. And there's been legislation that's been tried in Texas, but there's a big lobby, and these builders' lobby is strong. The builders' lobby is strong. They've actually had something they passed before, and the builders' lobby got it squashed. And so they want to control the mortgage, and they want to control the build. And if you're a builder, you'd say, well, that's what you'd expect a builder want to do, right? If you had a building company, that's what you'd want to do. So you know, you can't fault them for wanting to control it, but that's what they do. They control it. And by controlling it, they can control the sales price. They control you. You want that house. And so they can play the things that they want to play. And the play they usually play is, well, we're going to pay $10,000 of upgrades for you on the house. We're gonna put a washer and dryer in there, and we're gonna put in the sauna, and you know, we're gonna put in all this stuff on your house. But we're not gonna do that unless you use our lender.
Yeah.
And they do that. And they say, well, if you go and use another lender, then you don't, we're not going to pay for that.
We're not going to pay your title policy.
And so they've basically
inflated. They basically hold you hostage.
They've inflated the home value by $10,000 to pay for those things. It's not free, right? And so then
it's built into the cost.
Now they're just going to keep that money for themselves if you go somewhere else. And so that's something you can expect. Now, here's the biggest concern with a builder, Bubba. We see it all the time. We talk about it on the show all the time, but it's good we have to talk about it weekly because it happens all the time. Is the builders, when they quote you your taxes on the property, please, 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 especially in McKinney, let's say you're buying a home from a builder and it's $500,000. And it's currently being, the current taxes on the property are $1,000 a year. Well, the real taxes on that property are probably closer to $14,000 a year or something like this.
Yep, we have this question every week.
Well, it's $14,000 in taxes, but they're only quoting you $1,000 in taxes. So when they're quoting you your mortgage payment, they're only quoting you, instead of your payment being $4,400 a month, they say, oh, your payment's only $3,400 a month. They're missing $1,000 a month of taxes they didn't put in there. Why? How can they do that?
And then they're qualifying people.
They're qualifying you on that. They're qualifying you on a $3,400 payment. And then a year later, The tax collector is going to come from the county. The appraisal district is going to say, hey, what's going to happen is your lender is going to call you. And the lender is going to say, you're $13,000 short on your escrow account because they were only collecting $1,000 a year in taxes instead of $14,000. You say, how can they do that? Because they're building on a vacant property. And the vacant property taxes are $1,000. And when they put a property on there worth $500,000, now it's $14,000 a year. And so now they have to make up $13,000 in taxes. They call you and say, yo, it's $13,000. You go, what? And they say, oh, we'll just increase your, we're just going to increase your mortgage payment $1,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way.
By the way, your new payment was supposed to be $4,400, but now we have to increase another $1,000 because they have to, for the next year, they have to add the $1,000 for the taxes that year. Then they got to catch up the previous year. Now your mortgage payment is $2,000 higher.
Yeah.
You had a $3,400 payment. Now they call you and say, well, now your payment's $5,400. And then you lose your house. That's the downfall of using a builder's lender.
Yeah, because we had that happen
every
last
week.
We have this one every week
on this show. Hey, I'm losing my house because they increased my mortgage payment by $2,000 because they weren't collecting the proper amount of taxes. That's what you get with a builder's lender all the time.
Okay, so two things. When you're out there driving around and you have a new build, if you're putting 20% down, do not escrow, all right? Do not escrow. Pay your own taxes. Be in control. If you are having to escrow that account, make darn sure put the right, collect the right taxes.
So you have to think, do this for all of your safety.
Yes.
For all of your safety to be really close, put 2.75% of the home's value. Mm-hmm. 2.75. That some taxes and some municipalities are 2%, some are 3.1. 2.75 is going to have you in the ballpark, so you're not going to have your head taken off when the tax bill comes and they have to change your mortgage payment. Not only that, even some of you out there are living in a house and your tax is going up every year, and it's probably going to keep going up for the next 5 or 6 years just because, well, forever, because the home values keep rising and the tax bills keep going up.
And if your mortgage guy is qualifying you and it's a tight fit, you better listen, because that's what's going to hit you right there. Because that if he's not listening to you,
but
about
Bubba,
the taxes,
their mortgage payment's $1,000 lower than yours.
Yeah, but we won't debt ratio if we do
and
that.
And I get a free sauna.
Well,
yeah, your sauna's gone when you got
your blinds are gone.
But you got to take a break. Hey, get your questions.
We got some questions in here already. So.
Get them in 972-849-9363. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions after this break on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Sharing your questions. Get them in now, 972-849-9363. And we'll answer your questions here on the show. I just want to let you all know how lucky you are to listen to this show, because I have a superpower, Bubba. I'm like a superhero. You want to know why? Because I just, apparently everyone in the world, no one out there has common sense. And I have uncommon sense. And so that's my superpower. I read an article yesterday. This is an article. It was on the internet. And it says, here's the headline. What causes nearly every alligator attack on humans? Study says it's our fault. Researchers have analyzed alligator attacks dating as far back as 1734 and have reached a conclusion. Bubba, you know, what causes alligator attacks?
Us.
See, I already knew this. But not everyone knows that because I'm a superhero and you're not. And so here's the thing is they went back all this time and they put a ranking system in there. And they want to know what caused these alligator bites. And he says, most of the time, it's humans' fault. And here's what they found. You ready? It says, 96% of the time, it's humans' fault. Here's what causes it. You'll never guess. People who go into water where there are alligators. They have found that that's what causes alligator attacks. But I knew this. See, you don't know this because you don't have a superpower like I do. And so I'm walking around every day thinking everyone already knew this. I didn't know. I just figured everyone already knew that. But no, if you go into water where there's alligators, you actually have a chance of getting bit by an alligator.
Yeah, I knew that.
How did you know that?
These researchers
had to do a study. They had to go back to 1734.
Well, the same thing about sharks.
Well, there's probably a good chance with sharks, too. If you don't go in the water, you won't get bit by a shark.
Okay, so we...
Here's another one. Here's one. Boating accident. Most boating accidents
occur in a boat.
Happen when you're on the water.
Yeah.
This is stuff you can take to your cookout today if you're sitting around with friends, if you're eating some nachos. Just let them know that you may also have that superpower that no one else knew without this study being done. How much money was spent on this?
Mm. I don't know, but how many people have nachos at their outdoor cookout?
They got to have nachos at outdoor. Otherwise, it's not legitimate. It's
okay,
in another state.
Listen, here's a question. The May 15th protest date is coming up very quickly. How easy is it to do it yourself to protest? Well, you probably should have got it started a little earlier, but what kind of ideas do you have for that, Kevin?
If you want to get your taxes protested, one, be sure that the value that they're putting on there that you want to protest is not the real value of the homes in the neighborhood, because then you're just spending your time to do. If you don't like it because you don't want to pay more taxes, that's one thing. However, if you're going to go sell your house, you're probably going to put it down for the price they have on that tax.
It's one of those catch-22s.
So if you're going to go in there, though, I did it once, and when I had bought my home 20-some years ago, and they had my home for about 20% more than what I just bought it for. Mm. I said, I just bought it for this. This is the appraisal, and you say it's worth 20% more than that. I'm not buying it. And so they lowered it for me. And so if you walk in there and you say, these are the homes that have sold in my neighborhood recently.
Yep.
You can talk to a realtor and say, hey, or a real appraiser and say, hey, appraiser, what are the home value? What are the homes that have just been sold in my neighborhood recently? What's the recent sales?
Yeah.
And you take that down to the tax district. You want to get on the phone with them or drive down there yourself. And then if you don't like what they have to say to you, you threaten them. And then call us to the show and let us know how that works out, because we're not quite sure that'll work out. But, you got to try something, right?
Right.
Don't,
yeah.
You might, but if you're going to threaten them, say that someone else told you to do it. Don't tell them that we told you.
All right. So, hey, I make $110,000 a year. I have 837 credit score. The house value, 575, 0312. Oh, about $25,000 combined on two personal loans. Want to pay my truck off, about $12,000 loans and do some upgrades. Thinking about 60 to 75. And what are the rates approximate now? And
so what was this person, what do they say their current rate is?
Didn't
tell you.
They never done a cash out. I asked that question.
Well, what's their current rate on their house? Do they say that? Okay.
Probably 3%.
So they owe around 312, it sounded like, and it's around 575 home value. So they have about, I'm going to say they have about $150,000 available that they can get out in a cash out, somewhere in that ballpark. And so they want to get 60 or 70. Sounds like a good deal. And I'm assuming their rate's a pretty good rate right now. If they have all the equity in their house, they probably got it prior to COVID or in that time. So they have this equity. They probably got a rate around 3, 3.5 somewhere. And I'm just throwing that number out there.
2.75.
They don't want to refinance. They don't want to go
refinancing
that whole thing into a bigger loan amount and get it at 7%. That's not what they want to do. They want to keep that nice low rate, and they're going to get a second loan here. Now, you have options when you get that second loan. You can get a fixed rate second loan.
Which we do.
And you can do a line of credit second loan. We're not going to be your best option for that. You're going to want to, but if you want to get a fixed rate second lien home equity loan, yeah, the rates are good. They're fixed. They don't going to go up on you if rates go up.
20-year, 30-year in the eights there.
So you can find a decent rate on those second lien cash out loans. That's going to be your option if you want to pay off this debt. And we're assuming your credit card rates are much higher than that. And the payments are much higher than that. So if you can get it into that second lien, get what you want to now. And maybe you put some money in your bank account. Maybe call your financial planner, put it in some investments and things. Just try to think ahead of time in case you want to get more money later. Get the money now and know that what your fixed rate is. If rates go down eventually, you can always potentially refinance that at a different time. But give us a call at TexasLending.com. Go to our website or call 972-387-4600.
Yeah, he's got 3%. I figured it's probably 2.75, yep, somewhere like that. Yeah, you don't want to touch that for sure.
So make sure you get in touch with us for that second lien home equity loan. 972-849-9363. That's our text line. 972-849-9363. Get your questions in now. Bubba, any more questions?
Not yet.
Not yet. So if you get a question now, we'll be answering it right away. So get on top of that. So I didn't know that there are opportunities to do research on mundane things, or not mundane things, but things we're all supposed to know. Like most people that get by cars are people that walk in the street. That's a good one. Or in the parking lot. You know, yeah, those are your options. I would just assume.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, it happens when you assume.
So anyway, but here's the other thing. They say like 95% of car accidents happen within 2 miles of your house.
Wow.
And so
that's Tiger Woods.
Yeah. So I just make sure I always go on vacation. I can never get hit by a car because I'm not by my house, you know. You know, if I'm on vacation, I drive a car. I'm never going to get in an accident.
And Katie doesn't have a 9-iron in her hand.
Well, that's a different reason to get. So make sure that you get in touch with TexasLending.com. Here's the text line, though, 972-849-9363. Okay, Bubba, we said what are the best ways to get the best rates? We're going to have an option. What do you think the best way to get the best rate is on a house? People think, you know, oh, boy, putting more money down.
When I'm talking to people now, in my head, and I'm trying to put it in their head, is that the rate's going to change. You're going to refinance that rate. So I'm always talking lowest cost, lowest rate right now, okay? Because those interest rates come down in a year, 2 years, you're going to refinance again anyway.
So Bubba's saying, get the lowest closing cost you can. Yep. Don't spend a lot of money on closing costs to get a low rate right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you spend very low closing costs and later on you want to refinance.
Yeah.
You know, if the rates drop 1%, consider this. If you're getting that $480,000 loan and your rate drops 1%, you're dropping your interest payment $400 a month.
Right.
$400 per month by 1% lower rate on $480,000. You can drop your rate by 0.5% on a $480,000 loan and save $200 every month. And so if $200 is worth it to you, and that's a lot of money, if that is a lot of money to you, then you can get a low cost mortgage now, refinance it when the rates drop 0.5%. And then you haven't spent much money in closing costs.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, like I said, we are talking about this, the rates and, you know, like I said, where they're going. It's just really hard to tell where things are going nowadays, you know. People will ask me, I said, I have no idea. I have just as much idea as you do, right? So now you have a better idea, but.
Well, I say. Well, I'm going to give them other options. They're either going to stay the same, they're going to go up, or they're going to go down. That's three different options, Bubba. You only gave them two options. They're going to go up or down.
I only gave them two. You're right.
They could stay the same. And so, see? Listen to this show here. 972-849-9363. That's your number to get in touch with us. So one way to get a lower rate, though, people think, oh, put a lot of money down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what if you buy, a lot of people buy a home and they get the biggest house they can, the biggest, most expensive house they can. that they can still afford. And then they've used all their money for their down payment. Mm-hmm. And now they have no money in their bank. And then they have to fix something.
Yep.
Now, if your HVAC goes down, it's going to be somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000 to fix it. No, I'm only kidding. It is expensive. By the way, I heard a story recently. I heard a story of this company out, I think it was out west in Arizona, and this huge corporation bought all of the HVAC companies, Bubba. They bought all of them. And then they doubled or tripled the rates for your HVAC because there was nowhere else for you to go in the area. They had all the companies, right?
Right.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. We have, you know, if you need
to get... What if we bought all the mortgage companies?
It could be $5,000 or $7,000 to get new HVAC work done in your house. And so anything like that, if you got to get your pool refixed or you have to do your roof or you have to do all these different things, make sure you keep some money in your bank account. Get the lowest, put the lowest down payment you can, keep some cash in your bank. And then when the rates drop a little bit, you can refinance it and try to get a refinance with zero to low closing costs.
Here's another question, though. This one's kind of a tough one. My credit has plummeted, but I'd like to pull money out of my house and pay off debt. What are my options?
Depends on what your credit score is. Plummet means different things for different people.
Yes.
We all live in a different range of what's normal in our head. And you don't want to ask Bubba what's normal in his head. They can't show it on TV. But if you want to, if you believe your credit is plummeted, hopefully it's still above 620. If it's above 620, there are options. Hopefully above 660. What are the best options for Bubba for getting a second lien cash out? What kind of rate? What kind of credit score do they need to get that?
640.
So if you're above 640, a second lien cash out may be an option for you.
Yeah.
Now, it depends on how bad your credit is and what the issues are.
550.
550. Yeah, that's a troubled credit score.
Not in 2008, it wouldn't.
Well, you could get a loan prior to 2008 with a 550 score. And there are actually loan programs. We actually did a loan program back in the subprime days. There were outlets, servicers, underwriters that were underwriting zero down home loans with 490 credit scores. Unbelievable. With stated income.
Sebring.
That was 25 years ago when that program was around.
But you know what, Kevin? I mean, like this person right here. I mean, if they could do a loan at 65% loan to value, wouldn't that be a safe loan if you know that they're paying off debt or they're having to pay off debt?
Safe means that there's a couple of things. What is safe to an investor? If they think if you default on the mortgage, they can take the property back and sell it without losing money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a safe loan for an investor is. For Fannie Mae, for Freddie Mac, for any bank, for any lender, for TexasLending.com. If we can do a loan for you and even if you had bad credit, if you didn't pay the mortgage, we could refinance it or we could repossess it and sell it. And so you have the realtor costs. You have potential home values dropping. What kind of things are a low-risk loan? And so, you know, that's what you're saying. A subprime did have some merits in some cases. That's what non-QM is now. Non-QM does.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I can probably think of 10 borrowers that started off in the 500s that I did cash outs for that now have over 700 credit scores.
Well, in the beginning, I did loans for people with very low credit scores. And those rates were higher 25 years ago. And then they refinanced them later because they fixed their credit. They paid off their debt. They got it all caught up. And then they refinanced several times and eventually had their rates down in the threes. Make sure you get in touch with us, 972-849-9363. Go to TexasLending.com today. It's that time of year. We're shopping for houses. You're trying to get ready for next school year. You're trying to move. Call us for your home loan at TexasLending.com. And we'll come back and answer more of your questions here at 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show coming to you from downtown Dallas, Texas. Where inappropriate Uncle Bubba has got questions that he wants to read here when you text us at 972-849-9363. Get your questions in now. And Bubba, anything on the wire?
Conversing with some of the people that have already been in.
Make sure you get your questions in, 972-849-9363. We want to make sure you're taken care of. So what if you're a person out there and you say, okay, you guys have said putting a bunch of money down isn't the best way to get a good rate on a mortgage. As a matter of fact, some of you don't know, if you do put 20% down, your rate for some people is higher than if you put 15% down. Didn't you know that? Not all of you know that.
Because the MI.
If you put 20% down, the powers that be out in the secondary market will charge you a higher rate than if you put 15% down. Who knew that? We do. We know it. You wouldn't believe us, but it's true. And you say, why would they do that? Well, if you put 15% down, they have mortgage insurance from a mortgage insurance lender. But if you put 20% down, there's no mortgage insurance. So, which is a higher risk for the lender? Are you putting 20% down and having no insurance, or are you putting 15% and them being insured?
Yes.
That you end up getting a better rate there. An interesting situation. There was actually a situation a few years ago that people who put lower down payments were going to have lower rates than people who had higher down payments, because the former administration was charging people with good credit and larger down payments. They were going to charge them more money, higher rates, so they can supplement people with lower credit and lower down payments and things like this. Interesting thoughts. It's an interesting logic trap that didn't make a lot of sense. And so they kind of got rid of that, but it was actually a deal a few years ago.
All right, here's a question for you. My fiance and I have a total gross income of $90,000. Credit between 710, 730, about 15 cash for down payment. What challenges will we face because we aren't married? And what's a realistic range on how much house? Currently paying $1,200 a month in rent.
So if you are making $90,000 a month, you're making about $7,500 a month, right? $7,500 a month.
True that.
And so a third of that's $2,500. A third of $7,500, for all of you that your head hurts in the morning, it's real simple. $2,500 is the payment. That's a third of your income. That's about the mortgage that you're going to find your qualifications are going to fall into, depending on the rest of your debt to income ratio, depending on your car payments, your credit card payments, school loans and such. So if you're paying your $1,200 now, you can probably qualify for a $2,500 mortgage payment. You're probably looking at a mortgage around $300,000 with your down payment of $15,000. With your money for down payment and closing cost of around $15,000, you're going to fall into the first-time homebuyer option and the FHA option, unless you're a veteran. Okay. And so that's your options. So you're going to be looking at primarily with your scores that you're looking at. You're looking at that FHA or conventional. FHA will typically have a better rate for you and lower mortgage insurance for you than you will find on the conventional loan. However, there is always the caveat that FHA mortgage insurance doesn't go away on that mortgage.
Yeah, but everybody refinances out of that. I mean, eventually. That's not even really a point.
It's something I always want to say, though.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know the mortgage insurance was never going to go away. Kevin Mueller, 20 years ago, didn't tell me that in the radio show. And so I want to make sure that you understand that is something. On your conventional loan, your mortgage insurance eventually will go away. On your FHA loan, there's a good chance it won't, depending on what FHA loan you're getting.
And the thing to do, realize, is work with us. And we have realtors that can help you make sure you get those closing costs paid for. And there's a lot of that going on right now.
The thing you asked is, us not being married, what are some of the issues that are...
Not so much.
The issues are going to be when your fiance brings home his friends late at night and you're trying to sleep and then you're second-guessing the whole decision-making process. That's one of the things you got to think about. And so those are some of the things you got to think about.
Well, you also have to actually think about is down the road if something happened in your relationship.
That's the thing.
That's a 50-50 deal on the house.
Yeah, if you're in a house now and you're living together.
Somebody's going to pay out the other
someone
one.
Decides to leave.
Yep.
And you're not married yet, but now you're in community property, and then you have to negotiate who's going to keep making the mortgage payment, who's not going to keep making. Now, if you think you're going to live forever and ever, and that includes after you both pass away, you're living for eternity, for all of eternity. You're going to be floating around in space together. Then if you're going to do that, you're good. As long as you have that in your mind, then you're good. Bubba?
Yeah.
Did you ever commit to someone for a lifetime?
40 years.
Forever? It was a life. That's a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might be out there, and if you are, I'm going to let you know, I got married. I got a home with my wife before we were married. And so we bought a home. And then we got married, and then we bought another home eventually. And so we're still married. And anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
I just do what she tells me to do, and everything's good. And that's how it goes. And so suck it up.
Yeah.
And get married and have your happy home. It's going to work out for you. There's nothing in the mortgage application process that's really going to tip you up. It's just you both apply with your income, both apply with your credit, and buying the home is just the same.
Allowing you to buy a bigger house, so you just have to think of it that you own half the house and she owns half the house.
Put some tape in the house across what lines she shall not cross, and then you'll all be happy.
So when you bring your date home, there's
the dog house in the backyard.
The dog house. I was there. In that one.
We all know who stays there.
Yeah.
Okay. 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. Bubba, if you think about it, you can put a multi-level dog house out there. Invite your friends over.
Yeah.
When you're in the dog house, because then I don't have to build one in my backyard.
Yeah. True.
We can all just stay together.
Let's stay together.
Guys are good with that, by the way. We'd all be living in caves, eating rabbits and building fires. And that's how we'd be living if it
clubbing
wasn't
each other.
Us trying to impress someone of the other persuasion.
Yes.
Make sure you get in touch with us here. Go to texaslending.com. Get your application in today. Start your mortgage loan with texaslending.com today. We have a lot of great loan officers. You can call us this weekend. We have loan officers that work on Saturday. We have loan officers that will take your call on Sunday. We have loan officers that will be there for all the time, forever and ever, but not for eternity. We're not going to float around in space with you.
Okay,
make sure you get.
We got another question.
Another question. Get them in now.
This is a good one. I'm trying to buy a house and qualified for an FHA loan at $205K at 6.625% for 30 years. They are showing discount points, costing me $968. I have an 800 credit score, and it shows the interest today is 6.365 online before buying a point. Is that right, or are they making a percentage off of me?
Depending on, you say what the rate online is, that's someone's quote online.
Yes.
Those quotes are probably for loans. You can say, well, you typed in your scenario. Just know the quotes online are typically a gimmick to get you to call. And it's not always that easy to get that. Now, you have a $205,000 loan. Is that what they said?
Mm-hmm.
And on a $205,000 loan, it might be possible to get that without points. You can call Texas.
Yeah.
Call TexasLending.com. Find out what our quote is. See if we have something better for you.
Yeah, I always quote, like I said, the lowest rate, lowest cost. I always quote no points.
If it is a quote from us.
But sometimes the credit scores don't allow it. Sometimes there's different reasons. Maybe the loan size doesn't allow it because what they have, what they call QM rate.
What are the reasons some lenders would have a lower rate? Their business is really slow right now, and they're trying to get more business in to make sure their staff is busy. So they might get a lower rate this day. Some people, some lenders might have a situation where that's where their niche is in that loan program. And they want to fill it up. They have to fill up a pool of loans. So let's say they have to sell $10 million of loans, and they got another $1 million they got to fill. So they offer a lower rate to get that pool filled so they can sell that pool of loans into the market. These are the things that happen. And so a company like TexasLending.com, we're always going to be competitive. We're always going to give you the deal that we can get for you on that day. And give us a call because we're always going to be there for you right here in your backyard in Dallas. Not every lender knows what's happening in Texas. They don't always know all the situations that happen where the house is in Texas. You call someone up in Michigan and suddenly you have a crack in your house and you have to have an appraiser or a surveyor. We can call someone that we know here locally and get it taken care of and make sure that it's properly investigated and taken care of. So
okay, we got another one here.
We got to take a break, though.
Oh, we got to take a
break.
It's
break time.
We'll answer this one when we come back, okay?
What's the question?
The question?
Yeah, and we'll answer it when we come back.
Okay, the question is, wrapping up a construction loan on a new home. We get this one every week. About to go to permanent financing, we are in jumbo territory. Does anybody know what that means out there? It is better to do one large jumbo or split it up into two smaller loans. Permanent loans would be 1.46 million home appraisals for two. Annual income is about 500,000.
Yeah.
Credit is 825. You got all kinds of options.
We will answer that question when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. You may also apply for mortgage loans in your underwear.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
And your loan officer, hopefully, you want to have your loan officer wearing clothes when they call you back.
Well, chances
are. We promise you that our loan officers are, Bubba. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba has some news for you. So, no, we're having a good time. It's Saturday morning. Get ready for your nice spring day here today and enjoy.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Enjoy a good weather out. And we've had a pretty good spring here. We got the rain when we need it. We got the warm when we need it. Hopefully you've had a good one. Make sure you call TexasLending.com for your home loan. 972-849-9363. That's our text line. Bubba, you have any more questions over there?
We were going to answer the other question.
This person, they had $1 million. They had a $1.4
million. They did a construction loan. All right.
So $1.4 million. So they said, should we do two loans where they get a conventional loan and a second lien? That'd be an $806,000 first lien and a $600,000 second lien.
Yeah,
is that going to be better than getting a $1.4 million jumbo loan? I think your $1.4 million jumbo loan and the combo payment might be better.
Yes.
But here's the question. If you get that $806,000 first loan and a $600,000 second loan, you combine them, right? Are you going to just pay off that $600,000 loan pretty fast? Is that what you intend to do so that you'll be left with that $800,000 loan at a conventional loan rate? That's where your questions are. Well, that's where you have to think about it. By the way, we have great jumbo loan rates at TexasLending.com.
The thing about doing two loans is that they're conventional is going to charge you a little more interest because you are doing two loans.
Yeah, if you do get a second loan, if you get a first lien and a second lien combined, the first lien lender, for some reason, always charges a higher rate when you have a combined loan. But this combined is only about 70%. Let me see. What is the value? It's about 70% of the home value. And so if your combined 70%, you might not have the hit that you otherwise would see on that second lien loan. I think jumbo loan, first lien is going to be a good deal for you. If you're coming down to the end there, expect sometimes that some investors will want two appraisals. If you have 30% equity, maybe they only want one.
Right.
They may want two appraisals if there's a question of the value. And so of the value, but I'm assuming it's all right there. Your value is $2 million and you're getting your 1.4. And give a call to TexasLending.com. Make sure we quote you on that jumbo loan because we are one of the best in the market for that.
Okay, we got one more question I think we can get in. This is a good one. My daughter wants to borrow $300K to build a new house. She has $70K in savings that could be a down payment. I gave her 7 acres of land to build the house on. It appraised for $130K. She makes about $45K a year. This will be her second home.
This $300,000 loan.
Construction loan, I would think.
Yeah, you're going to have a payment of somewhere around $2,500, $2,600. I don't think that your $45,000 a year is going to cover that. It doesn't sound like that's going to work unless there's some other income coming from rental properties or something else happening there. If the income is $45,000 a year, there must be something else going on to be able to afford or even think about buying that extra property. You might need to look into that. I'm not quite sure of how that's all going to work. But you can text us at 972-849-9363. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com today.
Yeah.
And that's not really an application. You're just going to give us your contact info. Hey, here's my number. I'm looking to buy. Here's my email. Here's my phone number. Get in touch with me. And we'll schedule a phone call with you. And we'll call you and tell us, stop calling.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're not a high pressure bunch. We're a make sense bunch. We're just going to give you the information, okay? And how you use it is how you'll get in trouble.
TexasLending.com. Make sure you get in touch with us today. If you're new to town, we've been around for about 25 years. I've been doing loans here in Dallas under TexasLending.com since 1998. And so we are here to make sure that you can get that home loan done safely for you and your family. Get in touch with TexasLending.com. Okay, Bubba, we got to wrap it up. We have about a minute left. Or anything you want to say to posterity out there?
See you next week.
That's all Bubba has to say out there. Any old girlfriends, any old boyfriends you want to say anything to?
No. I'm in hiding.
All right, Bubba's in hiding. And so he's going to stay that way for as long as he wants to, I guess. All right. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We have loan officers there this afternoon. Well, they'll be there this morning as well. You can call them right now, and they'll be taking your phone call. And make sure you go online, get your application in. And also, this weekend, don't walk into shark-infested waters. Don't walk into alligator-infested waters. And if you don't want to get in a boat accident, don't go on the water. The rest of you, you're safe. Call TexasLending.com now. We'll see you next week when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, back here in your favorite station, 105.3 The Fan.